This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company.
The Strange Case of Spring-Heeled Jack. Episode 2, The Crypt of Evil. Written by Robert Valentine and Gareth Parker.
What?
My turn.
Sorry? Hang on. You had, then I had the... Yeah.
Oh, very well, Mr. Derbyville. Garrotting it is. He's all yours.
Try not to struggle, Peeler. It's just like going to sleep. Hope you've said your prayers before bedtime.
No, you can't be.
Scarper!
It's true!
Joe? Joe? Joe, you all right? Joe! I can rot one. Oh, tell me you wore your stocks.
You were just in time.
Here, let me get that off you. Oh.
Well, I'll never complain about this bloody painful, wonderful leather collar again. Did you see which way they went?
Yeah, running scared into the mist. A big slab of meat and a little scar-faced weasel.
2 footpads like that? Completely terrified of the noises you were making in the woods? How do you know that would work?
Well, I didn't, but it would have scared me. Wait, what about the girl?
The girl? You saw her?
I heard someone screaming.
Well, that means she's still here somewhere. Come on.
Joe, we'll never find her.
We have to try. She's the only witness we've got.
Chief, may I remind you excitable young gents that I don't tolerate running in my station.
We was attacked on the common.
And it's not one man behind the attacks, it's two.
A big one and a little one.
They grabbed the young lady.
And then they turned on Joe.
But luckily Toby leapt out.
And we couldn't find the girl anywhere.
So we better round up some help, go back out there.
Enough! For your information, the young lady, Miss Stevens, is next door telling Constable Hobb all about it.
We got them then.
She has already described her attacker. A horrible monster with burning eyes.
What?
There was two of them.
She is adamant on the number and nature of the assailant. A horrible monster, numbering one, with burning eyes, numbering two.
No, we saw it happen. A small man who looked like a rat and a giant brute who looked like a gargoyle.
Oh, the other one, the one called Darby something.
Derbyville.
Yes.
Joe, Toby, in my office, there's a bottle of gin in the desk. The small one. Did he have a scar on his face?
Yes, Gov, he did. A long, ragged one down his left cheek. Looked like he stitched it himself.
Harry Chuff, one of the deadliest knife men in London, and the Lurker's only friend since childhood.
The who?
Reg Derbyville, better known as the Bermondsey Lurker. He's a maniac with the strength of a bear and the brain of a rabid dog. His preferred method of killing is the garrote.
Yeah, we found that out this evening.
He escaped from Newgate Prison before they could hang him. Price opened the cell bars with his bare hands. He was sought to have died in the escape, but they couldn't have put enough bullets in him.
Bloody hell. Sir?
If Chuff and the Lurker are mixed up in this business, then heaven help you. Smith, what next?
I want to talk to the girl.
Right, get on with it.
Chief?
Oh, and lads, from now on, watch each other's backs.
I've been visiting my parents and I was making my way home, wasn't I?
Where'd you live?
I've told all this to the other Peeler.
Tell us.
Lavender Hill. I stopped at the pub and cut across the common.
Where you were attacked?
Twice.
Yeah. Fat lot of good you were.
Enough of that, love.
Don't you love me?
Who attacked you second?
Who'd you think? Spring-Heeled Jack.
Could you describe him?
He was a giant bleeding monster, wasn't he? Not hard to spot. Can I go home now?
We'll tell you when you can go home, love.
It's all right, Hooks. You can go now, miss. One last thing. Which pub?
What?
Which pub did you stop at?
The Morgan Arms.
Thank you very much.
I think she liked me.
The Morgan Arms. First witness, Mr. Peewit, he said he drank at the Morgan Arms, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right, he did.
And you said Polly Adams was a barmaid. Where?
Oh, my God.
The Morgan Arms.
Percy, what have you come dressed as?
Why, spring-heeled Jack, of course.
Oh, you're so wicked.
Oh, yes, I am. Be careful I don't ravish you later. Hey, is that the Duke of Wellington over there with Lord Wayland?
I do believe it is. What has he come dressed as?
Do you know, I think he's come dressed as himself.
How clever! Oh, you must ask Lord Wayland to introduce us. He's my absolute hero.
Rather.
I suppose you've all heard the latest outrage. He's attacked a young gal from a decent family, by gad. What was her name, Lord Wayland?
Oh, forgive me, but I don't follow this Spring-Heeled Jack's exploits as closely as I'd like.
Allsop. That was it. Jane Allsop.
If you say so, Arthur.
I do, Septimus, I do. And I'll say more. I'm going to run the blighter down myself. Run him to ground like a fox.
They say he breathes fire.
He's worse about Napoleon Bonaparte, and I saw him off the field at Waterloo. Now, there was a real monster. Have I ever told you about the time I... Hell's bells! What on earth is that racket?
My apologies. It appears that the Marquess of Waterford is diving for fish in my ornamental fountain, dressed as a bear.
Isn't he a relative of yours?
A very, very distant cousin, several times removed. Any other similarities between us are purely coincidental.
My lord.
What is it, Blackaby?
You have visitors in the study, my lord.
Tell them to come back later.
Special visitors, sir.
Very well. Please excuse me, Lord Wellington. Ladies. Blackaby, would you agree that if by some cruel quirk of fate the dogs were to break loose and maul the Marquess of Waterford, it would not be too great a tragedy?
I would agree entirely, my lord.
Then see it done. Gentlemen, I do hope you used the servant's entrance.
Of course, my lord.
Now, I can see you, I can see him. I do not see the man I sent you to collect.
Yes, my lord, I completely understand.
Clearly not.
However...
Don't tell me Charles escaped.
It's a little more complicated than that, my lord.
Then let's make it simple. Do you have him or not?
No, my lord. The sea captain...
Unless the next thing you have to say impresses me greatly, it will be followed by the last breath you take.
Yes, my lord.
What did the good captain have to say?
A young lady arrived here 3 days ago.
And?
Her name was Charlotte FitzRandolph.
Charlotte? Charlotte? Delicious. Little Charlotte. I haven't seen her since she was a very small child, just before Charles fled from London, in fact. Was she alone?
Yes, my lord.
Why would she have returned without him?
She's been touring Clapham Common every night.
Then if she's searching, she knows nothing, which means Charles must be dead. Even better.
There, come.
Because it can only be a matter of time before...
Before she comes to me. From tonight, remain near the crypt.
My lord.
What?
There has been an additional complication.
Go on.
During the course of our investigation, we ran into a couple of police constables.
Oh, I see. Are they dead?
No, my lord. They escaped from us.
No matter. The police are a nuisance, but they are nevertheless necessary. Just stay out of their way and bring me the girl. Alive.
My lord...
And make sure none of my guests see you leave.
The servant's entrance, as always, my lord.
have you unleashed the hounds on Waterford yet?
I was just about to. Mr. Blackaby said...
Postpone my instruction until a later date.
Very good, my lord.
That will be all for now. He is called by thy name, for he calls himself a lamb to the slaughter. My dear cousin Henry, you have your uses after all.
Oh, God, blimey, what a night. Oh, pardon my language, miss. Where was it you wanted?
New Scratch Row.
Well, if I may be so bold, that's not nice parts for a lady of refinement such as yourself.
It's all right, driver. I carry a pistol.
Hey? Oh, well, one might as well these days, what with all the strange goings-on in a manor. Not that I believe everything I hear, though. Cats and dogs. I ain't seen rain like this in years. Come on, Gertrude, giddy up. Yeah, like this jumping devil character everyone's talking about. 10-foot-tall monster in the middle of London. Some people will believe whatever they're told, won't they? Oh, Gertie, what's got into you, girl? Hello? Who's there? Mary, Mother of God!
Driver?
It's him! Spring Heel Jack! On my cab!
Driver, slow down! Driver, help!
Sorry, miss. Jump if you can. It's every man for himself.
Well, it doesn't seem to like that. Gertrude, slow down. Slow down, Gertie. Stop it, you stupid bloody horse. Oh, to hell with it. One, two, three. The risks a lady faces when climbing out of a carriage. Nothing broken, anyway. Come on, Charlotte. Up you get. Can't be far now.
Demon that hell ever spat out. Release that fair maiden, I cried, or I will be forced to beat you to within an inch of your wicked life.
Hello, Mr. Peewit.
Oh, Constable Smith, what a surprise to see you here. Take a seat. I was just in the middle of telling these fine gentlemen about my deadly encounter with you-know-who.
I'll leave you to it.
That's Constable Smith. I have been aiding the police with their inquiries. I'm a very important witness, don't you know?
Good evening, Constable. What'll it be?
You're busy tonight. What's the occasion?
Duke Wellington's leading a hunting party to catch that spring-heeled jack. A lot of people are going along to volunteer as beaters.
A hunting party? What, with dogs?
With horses too, I heard. He's a very thorough man, the Iron Duke.
Well, he beat Napoleon, didn't he?
Ah, that he did, Tom. And he's offering a reward to the man who catches the first sight of him.
Who? Napoleon?
Is he now?
I think it's all a load of old rubbish.
Well, that's the most sensible thing I've heard all night.
And I don't think it's the devil at all. I think it's just a bunch of toffs playing practical jokes.
That's not what this lot think. Hey, Constable.
What do you think?
Me? I think it's good for business.
Joe!
Toby, what kept you?
There's been another sighting. Spring-Heel Jack's attacked a carriage.
Wait, keep your voice down. Unless you want to cause a riot. Well, a bigger riot. Let's go.
Ah, Lord Wayland, come in.
My apologies, Sir John. I made my way here as fast as I could.
A drink? Your usual?
Please.
I understand you're assisting the police with this Clapham ghost business.
What's wrong, John?
This letter was delivered by hand to Mansion House 2 hours ago. I thought you should be the first to see it.
To the right on the Lord Mayor. My Lord, the writer presumes that your Lordship will kindly overlook the liberty he has taken in addressing a few lines.
Move on to the next part.
It appears that some individuals of the higher ranks of life have laid a wager with a mischievous and foolhardy companion in three disguises, a ghost, a bear, and a devil. The wager has, however, been accepted, and the unmanly villain, who is the... Ah. The letter names the culprit as the Marquis of Waterford.
You see why I called you here? Is this possible? Waterford is a relative of yours, a cousin.
A distant one, and unfortunately it is extremely possible.
I see. To avoid any embarrassment, I'll keep your name out of this. And his, if I can. I will, however, be forced to declare this a public menace, regardless.
That I understand.
I'm sorry to have burdened you with this, Septimus. Do you care to stay for a late supper?
I can't tonight. I have an urgent engagement, and I'm already late.
God's only britches, what a mess. We're supposed to be off duty in 10 minutes.
Looks like the left front wheel rode up on that warehouse ramp over there. Tipped the lot clean over. Yeah. Constable Hobb, what have you found?
Footprints in a mud, big ones.
Have you taken Cass?
What for? We know who we're looking for.
Idiots.
Calm down, Jonah. Has the coachman said anything yet?
Nothing yet. He had a bad fall 40 yards back. When we found him, he kept muttering about someone called Jack. Then he passed out. Some people reckon they also heard a pistol. Probably this Jack taking a shot at a bloke inside, right?
Oh, give me strength. Let's take a look at the wreckage, shall we?
Hello, hello, hello. What's this?
A long strand of flame red hair, numbering 1. Caught on the door hinge as she jumped out, I'd imagine.
Yeah. She'd be hard to miss in a crowd, hey?
You're not looking for a man, Hob. You're looking for a woman. And get some plaster and get a cast of those prints if you haven't left it too long already.
He's coming round.
Oh. Can you hear us?
It was him! On my cab!
Who?
The monster!
He's delirious.
Where's the girl?
What girl?
The redhead. She was... Here, what's happened to my cab?
Where were you going?
Hey?
Where were you going?
New Scratch Row.
Scratch Row? Ain't that what... Hey, isn't that where your fire happened?
Yeah. It is.
I really can't believe we are doing this.
Be quiet!
We're supposed to be off duty.
Officially, we are.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? We're not allowed to go poking around in plain clothes. If we get caught, can you imagine the stick we'll get at the station? That's before we get the boot.
Then we won't get caught.
And that's simple enough, isn't it? So what's the plan then?
I start down by Dead Man's Canal, work our way down, and try not to fall in the swamp.
I don't trust these gangplanks. One thing I don't get. Why would someone like old Redhead be coming to a place like this? And why on earth is she carrying a gun? And why would you come straight here after being attacked by some sort of... You all right?
Fine. Keep your eyes peeled.
Nothing yet. Here, another thing I don't get is...
Toby, we're in the most squalid, supposedly haunted part of London where even hardened scum are now afraid to tread, right?
Right.
So what are three carriage loads of well-dressed toffs doing passing us at this ungodly hour?
I don't know. Let's ask him.
Well, here we are then.
Ourselves, our missing girl. Hush now, my friend. Patience. Now get inside.
They must be around here somewhere.
Hold up. Well, what do you know?
A well-dressed, red-headed female numbering one.
Breaking into the church. Blimey, what a bloody ugly place to pray. Those gargoyles don't half give me the... Sorry. Is that the two who nearly had you on Clapham Common?
And why would they be here?
Guide me. Where now?
Miss Fitzrandolph, I presume.
Who's there? Show yourself.
But of course.
Who are you? How do you know my name?
You, my pretty, have an appointment this evening.
Stay back. I'm armed.
It's been fired, my lovely, and I don't think you have time to reload it before we truss you up like a spring lamb. You're coming with us.
Put her down. Now.
Well, what a pleasant surprise. Look, Mr. D'Urberville, it's Sir Robert's finest. Indeed, my friend. This time you won't be so lucky.
Really?
You couldn't stop Mr. D'Urberville last time. What makes you think this occasion will be any different?
Because Constable Hooks is standing behind you both with a candlestick in his hand.
Mr. D'Urberville! Sweet dreams, lads.
We need to hide him somewhere.
Here, the confessional.
Very apt.
Give us a hand.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Get over me, I'll get help.
Constable Hooks, can you see anyone with the good gentleman here?
I'll meet it, Cobbers. What's to stop me screaming this place down?
Good punch.
Hooks by name.
Well, thank you very much for your assistance, gentlemen. I really must be going now. Good night.
Not so fast, miss.
Just who are you?
Nothing more than a passing young lady who found herself in the wrong place at the wrong time.
A passing young lady who carries a loaded pistol...
And enjoys nocturnal coach rides around Clapham.
That end in gunfire.
Who breaks into abandoned churches.
And almost gets nobbled by two of the most wanted men in London.
I'm impressed, Mr...
Constable Jonah Smith, ma'am. And this is Constable Toby Hooks.
Miss?
Charlotte Dorinda Fitzrandolph. A pleasure. Now, who are those two brutes and how do they know me?
One's an escapee with a noose waiting for him. The other is supposedly the most deadly man in London with a knife. As for how they know you, no idea. Toby?
Not a clue. Your pistol's a nice bit of work, ma'am. Engraved. Look.
Those two are right about one thing. It does need reloading. Better do that now while I remember. May I have it back, please?
How do we know you won't turn it on us?
She won't.
What makes you so sure?
Give it to her.
Here you are, miss.
I think it's the young lady's turn to tell us a thing or two.
I've been following this.
Good Lord.
Feels like someone just walked over my grave.
What is it?
It's called The Burning Truth. Rather a pretentious name for a piece of costume jewellery, but there it is. I inherited it when my father died, and since it was handed over to me, I felt this urge to follow it. It's guided me, in a way. It brought me here.
And what's so special about this place?
Joe, what about the carriages? Where are they all?
You're right. Carriage loads are...
Shh. Listen.
Chanting.
It sounds like it's coming from... here. But it's just...
Just a wall.
That can't be right. Surely.
There must be something else.
Wait. Here.
A gargoyle, what about it?
I recognise it. An identical one used to sit in the garden of my home in Switzerland.
That ugly old thing. I was only just saying...
I hated it. But Father told me it was there to remind me that the truth was in the eye of the beholder.
Truth, not beauty.
That's what he said.
Unless...
the eyes!
That's something you don't see every day.
Passageway.
A long passageway, lit with torches.
Where does it go?
It goes down.
Ave
Satana!
Ave Satana!
10 new scholars kneel before me, but only 9 shall rise. The last bright morning star we pledge to you, to ride the great Ismaju.
Blimey, devil worship.
A black mouse.
By the wings of your dark angels, Mokata and Azal, I place the dagger of St. Sekair within the circle. 10 disciples, 1 blade. The dagger has spoken. Rise, my child. Take up the dagger.
That voice.
High priest, I know him.
It's Wayland.
Joe? Miss Fitz Randolph. The pendant.
What? Hooks, shut that thing up.
Oh, dark and dreadful master. I accept the judgment of Saint Sekair. My blood is your wine. My flesh is your bread.
Father Lucifer, we know you're at hand. Yet why do you not show yourself to us, your loyal acolytes? The blade has called, the blood has flowed. We have made our sacrifice to you. Hear us, bright morning star. Make yourself known to your children. Ave Satana!
Ave Satana!
What? What just happened?
I don't know.
There! By the entrance! Get them!
But we're in trouble.
Look!
Capture the girl and kill the man!
Run!
Seal the door! Don't let her escape!
We'll never make it!
Nearly there!
Go!
Ah! It's drifting! It's rushing!
Hang on!
Close it! No!
You have been listening to episode 2 of The Strange Case of Springheeled Jack, written by Gareth Parker and Robert Valentine. The Strange Case of Springheeled Jack starred Christopher Finney as Jonah Smith, Matthew Jewell as Toby Hooks, Jessica Dennis as Charlotte, Jack Bowman as Chuff, Ben Whitehead as D'Urberville, Kerry Gifford as Mary Stevens, Colin Holt as the Chief Constable, Ashley Munson as the Coachman, Simon Cruz Walters as Mr. Peewit, Jamie Cartwright as Thomas Milbank, with Trevor Cuthbertson as the Landlord, Nick Lucas as the Duke of Wellington, Andrew McBain as Blackerby, David Benson as Sir John, and Julian Glover as Lord Wayland. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Music was composed and performed by Francesco Quadraropolo. Casting was by Leonie Kibbe and Andrew Swan. Creature vocals were designed and created by Richard Lightman at Meringue Studios. Sound design by Andrew Swan and Gareth Parker. It was produced by Marielle Runacre Temple, Robert Valentine, and Gareth Parker. Recording took place at Burra Studios and was engineered by Carlos Ziccarelli. It was directed by Robert Valentine. Next time...
Get them!
We got trouble, Chief.
The case is closed.
What's going on?
Didn't you hear? Springy old Jack, they nicked him.
Hand over the girl.
Head for the coast. Leave England.
I'm not leaving.
Shoot the bloody thing.
Tell me what you do know.
You're testing me to see if you can trust me.
It was all true, wasn't it? All of it.
You can hear me, can't you?
I can hear it too. After so long.
The Strange Case of Springheeled Jack. Episode 3, The Face of the Fiend.
Jack!